people of The Passion, Lenten devotions from Lutheran Hour Ministries, written by Carrie Vo.
What shall I do? Monday, April 1st, 2019. And Pilate said to the crowd, "Then what shall I do with Jesus, who is called Christ?" Matthew chapter 7, verse 22. What shall I do with Jesus, who is called Christ? That was the problem facing Pilate that whole Good Friday. Shall I set him free, seeing that he's an innocent man? Shall I send him off to Herod and get him out of my jurisdiction so I don't have to deal with his case? Shall I hand him over to the doubtful mercies of the crowd and hope that his old popularity will save him? Shall I scourge him to work up the sympathy vote? What shall I do with Jesus? Pilate knew a political hot potato when he saw one. His career was already in trouble before Jesus arrived on his doorstep. Pilate's old mentor, Sejanus, had fallen from power, and anyone associated with him was at risk. The last thing Pilate needed was for Jewish leaders to send some bad reports of him to Rome. But Pilate wasn't comfortable just condemning the innocent Jesus either. Some of the reason might have been a drive for justice. Some of it might have been an understandable desire to annoy the Jewish religious leaders, who had been a long-standing thorn in Pilate's side. But much of it seemed to be due to how Jesus handled himself, how he spoke and what he said. It bothered Pilate. When the leaders said, "He claims to be the Son of God," Pilate was half inclined to believe it. There was something very unusual about Jesus. We all know what Pilate decided in the end. But what about you? What about me? What will we do with Jesus, this man who claims to be the Son of God? We face this question every day as we live our lives in a world hostile to Jesus, making choices in what we say, what we do, what we think. May the Holy Spirit strengthen our faith in him who laid down his life for our sake. And may he give us the joy of following Jesus faithfully and sharing his story with others. Father, strengthen our faith to trust in Jesus as our Savior, and let all our decisions, let all our words, let all our thoughts be made according to your will. Amen.